Alright folks, welcome back to Clarity First. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you stay focused, level-headed, and absolutely crushing it in life. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that affects us all every single day. Emotions. You know those roller coaster rides your feelings take. The highs, the lows, the moments where you feel like you're floating on air or drowning in a sea of stress. Yeah, I get it. It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, understanding and managing those emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about approaching them with empathy, compassion, and a little bit of Stoic wisdom. Think of it like this. Your emotions are your compass. They are there to guide you, but sometimes that compass can spin a little wild, pointing in all sorts of directions. So how do we keep that compass steady? How do we navigate those emotional storms with grace and clarity? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will seriously upgrade your emotional game. Number 1. Recognize and acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they aren't there. Just like you wouldn't ignore physical pain, you shouldn't ignore emotional discomfort. Name it, feel it, accept it. It's okay to be sad or angry, frustrated, even joyful. Recognizing these feelings is the first step towards understanding and managing them. Number 2. Separate your emotions from your actions. Ever felt like you reacted impulsively, said something you regretted, or made a decision based purely on emotion? We've all been there. Think of it this way. Your emotions are powerful signals, but they shouldn't be the only thing driving your decisions. Take a moment to pause, breathe, and consider your options rationally before you act. Remember, acting impulsively often leads to regret later on. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. This is crucial, guys. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a close friend going through a similar experience. Talk to yourself kindly, acknowledge your strengths, and celebrate your successes. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone feels overwhelmed sometimes. It's part of being human. Number 4. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism is all about recognizing what's within our power and what isn't. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control your reactions to it. So instead of dwelling on things you can't change, focus your energy on what you can influence. Finally, number 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you're struggling. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and helpful. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. We all need a little support sometimes. Okay. Let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine you're at work and you get some unexpected criticism from your boss. It stings, right? You feel that wave of anger or disappointment wash over you. Now, imagine reacting impulsively by snapping back at your boss or storming out of the meeting. That might feel good in the moment, but it's likely to create more problems down the line. Instead, try taking a deep breath, acknowledging those feelings, and responding calmly and professionally. Thank your boss for their feedback. Ask clarifying questions and show that you're committed to learning and improving. See how a little self-awareness and empathy can turn a potentially disastrous situation into a learning opportunity. Listen, managing emotions isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about cultivating emotional intelligence, the ability to understand and manage our own feelings while responding compassionately to others. It's a journey, not a destination. And remember, every day is a fresh start. So what are you going to do today to bring more clarity and focus into your life? How will you approach those emotions with empathy and compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Clarity First for your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay focused, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.